My son and I, when he was a senior at the University of Pacific last year, we actually went to New York City and interviewed the author of the Forbes article, which ranks the top 10 most miserable cities each year. And then we came back here to Stockton and interviewed a bunch of civic leaders and ordinary citizens and compared notes, compared criteria for what makes a miserable city. And from that, we've put together a 30-minute documentary that will premiere on Saturday, April 23rd, at the Empire Theater in downtown, in Midtown Stockton. We were interested to find that as far as the Forbes staff and putting together this list, it's sort of a random. They do no investigation of their own. They just, when they came up with this idea for a most miserable city list, they just arbitrarily pulled criteria sitting around a newsroom one day, pulled criteria that would make you miserable. Nothing scientific about it. Nothing empirical about it, just things they thought off the top of their head, and they put this together. And then we've got like seven or eight authority figures and about a dozen or so civilians who give their opinion on those criteria, and it differs greatly. One of the things we found was most people don't think this is a miserable place to live. The weather and the ease of getting around town contradict the findings of the list that the weather and the commute times are rank as miserable indicators. So there was, and also they agreed that crime was bad, that crime was a problem, that unemployment was a problem. What we came away with is there is a sense of hope in this community that regardless of all our problems, we really kind of like the people here, and there are it's a community with a lot of positive attitudes about the future. And I think one of the reasons for that is we're such a diverse community. We've all learned to get along, and we've all learned to appreciate our differences. There are 79 different languages spoken in this community, and those of us who choose to remain here really like that aspect. It's a it's an international city, a small international city that's easy to get around. So we walked away from that documentary thinking, wow, this is not a bad place. People really kind of like it here, and they like each other. There's a sense of community here. There's a sense of civic pride, and it's I think it's because of our diversity. It's hey, we get along. We have people from different cultures all gathered here, and we all get along, and that's pretty cool. So I didn't find that sense of miserableness enough. Now, one of our authority figures is a political historian by the name of Robert Benedetti, who really kind of set it up, or why we've earned this, or why we have such low self-esteem. Since World War II, Stockton has been a community criticized by the Bay Area as a sleazy town, because at the end of World War II, we had a prisoner of war camp here, we had agricultural communities here, and we had lots of soldiers here. So the downtown became rife with brothels and casinos and a lot of illegal activity going on, and so the Bay Area, starting after World War II, is always considered, Bay Area residents always considered Stockton to be kind of a sin city.